It's no wonder. It was a wonderful thing. It really was to actually see that and to know that that after all this talk on Big Fatty, it was real and it really happened. It's just strange, that's all. No, I mean, it was strange because the last time I saw sideburns that long was like 1974. And, Hank Williams. Hank Williams did this in like 1990 or 95 or 89. I don't know, but it's an old movie now, I guess, but we're not talking 1974. What was Big Fatty doing with those sideburns? That's what I want to know. Anyways, all right.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Big Fatty. It's just strange, that's all.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 3261 of the BFO for Thursday the 6th of August 2020, y'all. Coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Y'all, we're going to head back to Sitz's headquarters, and I'm going to tell you all about my day, Big Fatty! Hello, chainsawers! Big Fatty, hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, I'll tell you why you are chainsawers when I tell you about my day, but before we get to that, let's do this. Yes, Big Fatty!
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Oh, Big Fatty, I'm sorry, that's the wrong music. See y'all today. Big Fatty, we've got some vistas. Y'all, today, the 6th of August, y'all, it's a very important celebration of exiting birth canal, as you can hear. Y'all, I've met this person at the Pride 48 out there in Lost Wages, and y'all just have been on many little shows with him. Y'all, he lives in the chicken coop apartments. Big Fatty and his, I believe they're full these days. They're quarantined, yes. But y'all, I'm talking about none other than old Stink Pot. Big Fatty, we love Stink Pot. Y'all, that's Toppy Smelly from over there at the Stink Pot cast. And y'all, I'm just going to tell you, one of the nicest people that you will ever meet. If you've sent him a card, he probably won't open it until sometime in February. Because y'all, he doesn't open his mail. It's just, he's one of the sweetest and one of the strangest people. Big Fatty, that's saying a lot. But I do know that he is on the 20 and the face space. So y'all, if you see old Stinkpot on the 20 or the face space or even Sassy, y'all wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope the chickens give him a big old piece of cake with the extra eggs and yes, Big Fatty, lots of extra eggs. Yeah, I guess y'all, today, census is from Ant. He lives elsewhere in the U.S. of A. He's a listener, been listening since the beginning. His favorite segment is the happy music and the daily update. What would he like to change on the BFO? He would like to have Friday at Fatty's recordings. Well, it's in discussion. He's never He's never called the voice letter number. He's been to Pride 48 out there in Las Wages, and he's never utilized a special chair. But the last time he sharted himself, he says, wait a minute, what day of the week is it? Big Fatty, he does it with regularity. It's true. And y'all, I didn't finish telling you about Brian in Denver's sharting story, but y'all, he was at work in the warehouse, and the restrooms were half a mile from where. Oh, would make you happy if you'd finish telling about Brian in Denver's shark story. Well, I meant to do this yesterday, and time got away from me. Brian in Denver says that at work last week, I worked in a warehouse, and the restrooms are a half mile from where I work. As I ran to the facilities, I felt the wetness, you know, and as I'm removing my pants, the explosion happened all over my clothes and the floor. Needless to say, I sat there until all my co-workers had stopped using the restroom, and I put my soiled clothes back on and slinked out of my job, trying not to talk to anyone. As I left with the windows open, I drove home to share. I have many other stories I will share later. Well, Brian, thank you so much for that. Y'all, I think we all can use a little sharding kerfuffle. And y'all, we may have one, a good one, tomorrow from Casey in Denver. That's whose census we're reading tomorrow. But y'all, after I talked to you yesterday, let's just see here. I didn't really do anything, I don't think. I take that back. I went for a nipple walk. And y'all, I got 9,000 steps in. And I was pleased with that. Y'all, I think to myself that I get at least 1,000 steps around the villa just wandering around. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, as you wander downtown, and you probably do. But so I got back from that. Before that, I had from my supper. Oh, y'all, I had some of that pot roast, and I had some mashed cauliflower. Big Fatty, is that what we smelled all night? Yes, it was. And y'all, I had to rinse off again after my nipple walk, but y'all, it was nice, and I was cool, and watched some sports ball, and watched some of the news, and y'all, tried to go to sleep, and once again, that damn Whitman Tinker, came to visit, and y'all, I give up. I just give up. So anyway, oh no! You know what else I did? On two, I say Tuesday night, y'all. The suits got together and we talked about Pride 48 in September. Dear Gussie, yo, we have a plan. We have a plan for the September Pride 48 event. And y'all, it's going to be September 18th through the 20th. Y'all, first of all, there are not going to be any little shows that weekend as of right now. Y'all, for right Day evening at 9 p.m. in the evening, Eastern. Y'all, we're going, as we do at the start of Pride 48, we're going to have the pizza pie party. And y'all, that's also going to be our September Zoom cocktail party. So bring a cocktail and order your pizza pie. Y'all, we're even going to give away pizza pie prizes. Big Fatty! And during that, y'all, you'll be able to participate in the pink carpet, which will be part of that, y'all, Saturday evening, at 8 p.m. in the evening Eastern, y'all, we're going to have, and be ready for this now, we're going to have the Mr. and Miss Pride 48 pageant, Big Fatty! And y'all, there'll be lots more information on that coming out in a newsletter. And then after that's over, y'all, we're going to have our traditional underpants party on Saturday evening. And then on Sunday, y'all, it's going to be Sunday Fun Day. And we're going to have all kinds of games. We're going just lots of prizes and fun. And then the closing show. Yes, Big Fatty? And, during the games on Sunday, we'll have different podcasters and all being the celebrities and all that kind of stuff. We're still working out some of the kinks. Big Fatty, well, if you're helping with it, it'll be kinky, all right. No, never mind. That's a different kind of kink. Sunday will be from 5 p.m. in the afternoon till 9 p.m. in the evening. But, y'all, it's going to be just a fun weekend, and we hope you will put that on your mark and calendar and be ready for that. Y'all, as I said, Whitman Tinker, join me in the live chamber on Tuesday evening. Y'all got up Wednesday morning. I was awakened by the sound of chainsaws. Big Fatty, is that why we're chainsaws today? It is. And y'all, the folks that bought the house, as you look off the veranda over at Sebastian's house, it's the house to the right of Big Fatty. Y'all, the folks that bought that, y'all, when we met them, they had said that they were they had hired a guy to trim the trees, and I was thrilled to death. And so, y'all, they were out there trimming big old limbs off the trees, y'all, and there were some cute boys that were helping with that. And, y'all, I went out after I'd had my Corfree and my Sudoku, and, y'all, I had trouble with the Sudoku. It's only a level 2 also. It's just, but, went out and I had my share, and I went out and I talked to the main man. And I said, well, can I get an estimate from you on, trimming some of these, limbs above the villa? And, you know, because y'all, you know, the squirrels, they jump on those limbs and they run across the roof of the villa, and it drives me to drink. Fatty, that is just a short drive. And y'all, then I wanted to cut a limb away from each house on each side of the villa. And he gave me a price that I don't know what all this stuff cost. But he says it'll probably take us 2 to 3 hours, and it'll probably be about $300, $350, somewhere in there. I said, well, I think that sounds reasonable. let's go ahead and get me on your schedule, y'all. He says, well, we're well into September. I said, well, there's really no hurry. Y'all, I'm gonna get some pruning, bitch. Fatty, why don't you just soak in Crooked Hat's a hot tub? Oh, that's right, he doesn't have one. Y'all, did you hear old Crooked Hat say that he's gonna get a hot tub that takes up 3/4 of his patio? Y'all, it's just the two of them. How many seats does he need in his hot tub? I mean, you can get a little 4-seater, and yes, Big Fatty, or a 2-seater like that outhouse, old stink pot hat. Well, anyway, but y'all, after that, I went and I had lunch with Miss Kitty and his favorite dancing girl, Olive. Y'all, I had the grilled bacon and cheese sandwich on the sourdough bread with the chips. And and y'all, after that, I was off to the Von's East. Yes, Big Fatty! Yes, we hear it. Y'all, as I do on hump day, went to the Von's East. Y'all, they had the little bitty cans of the Coca-Cola. It was by two boxes. I think there's 10 cans in each box. Big Fatty, I thought they were aluminum, not tin. No, T-E-N. Oh, that's very different. They would buy two boxes, get one free, so I got three of those. Y'all, they had the sliced Sargento cheeses on sale, so I got the Gouda and the Pepper Jack. Y'all, they had the lean ground beef on sale if you bought the 3-pound package. Well, y'all, they were out. They were out of the of that when I got there, but the butcher, the baker, and the candlestick maker were all able to get me some of that. Y'all, I got a couple of envelopes of that taco seasoning mix, because y'all, it's going to be Mexican. We're going to have Mexican here at the villa for Friday at Fatty's. Y'all, I picked up some large eggs, got some taco shells. Y'all, I got deep dish pie crust, because y'all, I'm going to make me my quiche again. Y'all got sour cream, and y'all, I got some of those, you know, those French's onions where they've got French fried jalapenos, and I thought those would be good on the tacos. Picked up some of those Olive Garden croutons. Got some half and half for my quiche. Y'all, they had the peanut butter, Von's peanut butter on sale, so I got a jar of that. Got some salsa. And y'all, they had little small hams on sale, and you know, I need some of that for my quiche. And y'all, I spent $60.74. Y'all, $18 of that was the hamburger meat. But I saved $21.01. Yes, be ready! And then I got back here to the villa, and I unpacked the y'all. It started raining. We've had the afternoon thunder boomers, and y'all. Then I had been told to be on the lookout for a package from that Lesbyterian delivery service, and y'all, it came in the U.S. Postal Service mail, and I got a card also, and I think if I'm correct, that this may be from Eck, the Shy Yeti, because y'all, it looks like that, and it says right here, not to be opened before your birthday, Hey. So we'll just stick that over there with the other goodies that are sitting there waiting for next Monday. Big Fatty, you whore. And if they want your wish list, they just go over on the BFO on the right-hand side to wishes, and they take them away anyway. But y'all, I think that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Fatty! Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Thursday. Y'all, maybe in honor of old Stinkpot, you can eat a piece of chicken today. Big Fatty! anyway, y'all, I think, I'm anxiously awaiting the 2-hour premiere of Big Brother! There you have it. But anyway, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard of the birthday boy himself, Big Fatty. He's really going downtown with that Hank Williams. He really is. And Toppy, as you're heading downtown, do you have someone that is sort of a mentor to you on this journey?
Big Fatty, it's just Strange, that's all.
Oh, well, you know Strange. You live with chickens and your lover is a computer.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.